For Mishnah 7, if he plants one row of vines on the edge of his vineyard, Beshura Achas, and then another row of vines, Beseich Shel Chavero, on his friends, his neighbors adjoining vineyard. So he's got two rows of vines, and you remember that we said two rows of vines constitutes a vineyard. The Derech HaYachid V'Derech HaRabim Be'emtza, even if there's a public or a private road in the middle, but says the Kati, it has to be less than 8 amas, less than about 4 meters. We'll see why in the next Mishnah. The Gada Shu Namuch Masara Tvachim, or even if there's a fence, but it's lower than 10 Tvachim, lower than 10 handbreadths, so lower than about 100 centimeters. Harei Eli Mitzdarfos, the two rows of vines combine, and then that is considered a vineyard, because two rows of vines is the minimum amount for a vineyard. Gavur Masar Tvachim, if the fence is higher than 10 handbreadths, then Einan Mitzdarfos, now it separates those two, and now it's not considered one vineyard. It's now considered two single rows of vines. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he says, Im Arasan Milamala, also, if over the fence they intertwine the vines, then Hara Eli Mitzdarfos, then they are considered one vineyard, even if the wall is higher than 10 tvachim.